USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden held a virtual meeting with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador Monday to discuss a wide range of issues like immigration and combating the coronavirus pandemic.
The United States and Mexico are stronger when we stand together. There's a long and complicated history between our nations that haven't always been perfect neighbors with one another, but we have seen over and over again the power and the purpose when we cooperate, and we're safer when we work together, whether it's addressing the challenges of our shared border or getting this pandemic under control.
López Obrador said he was thankful the new administration wanted to maintain good relations for the good of both countries. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
An Arkansas junior high student is dead after being shot by a classmate. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A 15-year-old boy in Arkansas has lost his fight to survive after being shot at a school. He was airlifted to a hospital this morning and later died. Police say another 15-year-old student targeted him during a class break and then took off. The suspect was tracked by dogs 30 minutes later. He apparently was still armed but surrendered peacefully. Prosecutors will decide whether to charge him as an adult or child within the next 48 hours. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden's pick to become Education Secretary has been confirmed by the Senate. Miguel Cardona was confirmed Monday by a 64-33 vote. He takes the helm of the department as many districts across the country are trying to navigate reopening among the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more and more Americans receiving vaccinations against COVID, questions are now surfacing over whether a booster shot will be needed in the future. Vance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in a medical establishment. It's probably going to be last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold the entire event this year in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship games have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. First held in 1938, the NIT has become associated as a postseason tournament for teams that didn't make the NCAA field. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.